This is Arch of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Tuesday, August 8th, 2006. And let me say I'm sorry for not getting a show out earlier today. Actually, I posted on the blog that I was not going to have a show today, but now that I have a little time, I thought I would go ahead and put one out late today. And I think I'll still have another one tomorrow, but we'll see. I have had a horrendous time with the carpet issue the last 2 days, and let me tell you, I don't even know if I mentioned it on yesterday's show or not, but I know I mentioned that I came home and the carpet wasn't done, and that they were coming on Monday to fix the carpet and clean it. Well, I waited around all day on Monday, the entire fucking day. Well, I did many other things, but I kept waiting for them to come, and then at like 12:30 in the afternoon, the front desk called, because I'm in a condo and we have a front desk person, and he called and said, they're going to be coming up to your condo soon. So I waited around, and nobody showed up. And then around 10 of 7 in the evening, which is about the time I'm getting ready to do my show, these guys came in and they started looking around, and they had all their equipment with them, and they were all ready to put the carpet back with them. The one head main guy went around and looked at every little bit of where the carpet was, and pulled the carpet back and decided that the carpet could not be replaced or not be put back, because the backing on the carpeting had separated from the carpet, and it wouldn't hold, like it would hold the backing, but then the carpet wouldn't be held down, and the carpet would be wrinkling and coming up. So I said, well, what does that mean? What happens? And he said, well, that means you have to replace your carpet. And I first got really mad, and I said, well, I'm not going to pay for that. And the man said, well, I have nothing to do with that. I'm just, you know, here to fix it. Fix it if it was, you know, if it could be fixed. And I said, I know, you're right, I'm sorry. So he went back downstairs to talk to the lady who's in charge of this this problem with the flooding in the carpeting and stuff, and came back up about 20 minutes later and said that he spoke with her and that she is going to call the condo building's insurance guy, and he's going to come out and decide if and what parts of the damage that the condo will cover. Because what I understand in talking to this lady this morning, because today is Tuesday, obviously, I had to go and talk to her this morning and find out that the condo, if the flood happens and it's the cause of the condo, then they will replace anything that was originally in the condo. Like if I had upgraded to hardwood floors or, you know, made any improvements other than when I originally bought here, then I would have to cover all those costs in my insurance. At least that's the way, and she's right, because I read our condo documents. So, because this carpeting that I have here has been here for 8 years, I know, 8 years, that's kind of long, she said they would pay to have it replaced. But here's the thing about that. They are only going to, of course, well, this makes sense. Of course, it's not unreasonable to think they're only going to replace the parts that are ruined. Well, of course, that will look like shit because it won't match the other carpeting, because this carpeting is 8 years old. What's the chance of them having the exact same color carpeting? Plus, aging over 8 years, it's not going to match. But what I'm hoping... and here's the other thing. She told me last night, on Monday night, she said... she told the guy that the insurance man would be coming today, Tuesday. Well, when I talked to her this morning... she said, oh, no, the insurance man can't come today. It'll have to be tomorrow. So, because, you know, I'm just so frustrated with this. This is going on now for 2 weeks, and I'm so sick of it. My condo is an absolute wreck. From when they pulled the carpeting up in the first place, there's dust all over the place, and I told myself I'm not going to clean it. And I mean, why clean it if they're going to come in and make more dust to fix it up again? So I haven't cleaned my house, and of course you know how much I hate dust, and my house is just an absolute wreck. Anyway, here's what I'm hoping. Tomorrow, Wednesday, I hope that the insurance guy comes in at some point in the day. I'm sure it will be all day until he actually shows up. comes in and evaluates my carpeting and offers me a check, because that's what I would really ultimately want, is just a settlement on, you know, what, because, you know what, here's the thing. I only paid $1,200 for the entire carpeting, because at the time that I moved in here, I did not have any money. And that's all I could afford to have the carpeting replaced, because I wanted to have it replaced before I even moved in, because I had plenty of time moving in. So they replaced the entire carpeting for $1,200. I know that that would be absolutely impossible to replace the carpeting today for $1,200. So what I'm hoping is that they will give me a check or offer me a settlement of like $1,000 or $1,500, something like that. And then I will take that money and put it towards upgrading to hardwood floors or laminate floors, because I'm in a condo. You can't have hardwood floors, or at least I don't think so. Anyway, because I don't want to re-carpet just the areas that are ripped up, because it, as I said, it will look like shit and they won't match and so forth. And I've been thinking about going with laminate floors anyway. So that's what I'm hoping will happen. And I hope to God the guy shows up. And for once with this stupid carpeting, I want something to go my way and just have the guy offer me a check. That's what I'm really hoping will happen. So anyway, that's what I was dealing with all evening last evening. And I just didn't get a show to put out. And plus I was not in a mood. I was absolutely not in a mood to sit and record. And I'm doing the same thing again today. I'm just using the headset on the iRiver because I don't want to get off. Because before I left on vacation to Charlottesville, I put all the microphones and headphones and stuff away that I usually attach to the iMac, because I didn't want the people coming in, you know, think, you know, here's the, this is, I'm not going to say this. Anyway, I didn't want to have to get all that stuff out again, because I just didn't want to do it. So I'm just using the headphones and the iRiver. Anyway, so today I had already planned to spend the day with my mother. You know, it's like spend time with the parents in the summer, because I spent the 5 days with my dad and told you all about that on Monday's show. And I know there was another story or two that I was going to tell about my dad, but for some reason I cannot remember what it was I was going to tell. I just can't remember. But today was my mother time to spend with my mother, because you know, I only live like 15 minutes from her, and she always has little jobs for me to do. So since I'm off in the summertime, that's when I can do it. So I had already made plans to go to her house today. So I spent the whole day at her house doing little jobs for her and visiting with her and so forth. And it's so funny, because, you know, I was just talking about my father and all the things that about getting old and stuff and how much I'm like him. And then I go to my mother's house and it's almost the exact same thing. Well, different, but kind of the same thing. My mother lives in a condo. She's the exact same way that my dad is with the air conditioning. Luckily, today it's not as warm. Actually, the humidity has been cut. It has disappeared, not completely, but there's a nice breeze outside, and the temperature is not too hot. I think it was only in the 80s today. But anyway, her house is a little warm, so the first thing I do when I go in there is turn the air conditioning up, because if I'm going to be doing little jobs and working and stuff, I don't want to be hot, because I sweat like a pig. Anyway, so I go over to her house, and she's got a list of little jobs to do. For example, she likes to have, once a year, she will take down all the light fixtures that have, like, glass globes. Like, she's got a ceiling fan in her kitchen that has these glass globes over light bulbs. I'm sure everybody has that. And she likes to take them down and put them through the dishwasher once a year. Well, she can't get on a stool because she's afraid she's going to fall off the stool. Oh, and by the way, she's going to be 75 on Sunday. Sunday is her birthday. So she's just worried about getting up on a stool. And I agree. I don't think she should be getting up on a stool. So I take the glass globes down, and they're not even dirty. That's the thing. They're not even dirty. But she wants to put them through the dishwasher. And the same thing for, like, the glass parts of the light fixtures in the bathroom. So I go in there and take all the light fixtures down. They're not even dirty. Not even dirty. But she runs them through the dishwasher anyway. And then she also likes me to change her furnace filter twice a year, But every time I go, the filter is not dirty at all, because she doesn't run her air conditioning and she doesn't run her heat, just like my father. So, but anyway, I, you know, take the furnace thing apart and pull the filter out. Sure enough, it's not dirty one bit, but, excuse me, it's the kind of filter that you can just wash and reuse over and over again. So I wash off whatever two bits of dust I can find and put it out on the balcony to dry, because she's like on the ninth floor. So I do that, and then that takes time to dry. And then she just had her windows replaced in her condo recently, and they kind of, in the process of replacing the windows, they scratched up her window sills. So she had all the paint out for the different rooms, and I had to go around and paint all the window sills, which was really nothing. They did need to be done, but the job itself was nothing, so I did that. And then she ordered a pizza for lunch, and we were sitting down talking. And she was telling me all these stories about her retirement groups that she goes to. She, every week, she goes, you know how I was saying the other about my father, he does nothing. He sits on the couch and watches TV. Well, my mother is the opposite. She does all kinds of things. Like, every day of the week, she's got some kind of retirement thing to do. And she goes with this one group to the retirement center, I guess it is, the old people center, I don't know what they call it. But there's a bunch of old people, and they get together at the community center, and they play bingo. And it's like a formal group, because they don't have dues or whatever, but they take the profits from playing bingo to, you know, fund certain things. Like, the community center gives them the space for free, but they... and they do it twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. But so anyway, she's telling me that they play bingo, and I'm like, well, how much are the games? She goes, well, it costs 25 cents to play a game of bingo. I said, well, but how much do you win? Only 15 cents are the pots. And I said, well, how much did you win yesterday? And she said, I won 95 cents. I'm like, oh my God, Mom, 95 cents. But I know that the point is not to play the game or to win, but it's the social activity that she gets out of it. Like, she gets to talk with all her old friends, and, you know, basically it's so old people won't be lonely. They'll have somebody to talk to and hang around with. And I hope that I'm able to do that when I'm old too. But she was telling me about this. What they do is they, each person volunteers to bring a cake. And then what they do is they cut the cake up into pieces, and then they sell the pieces of cake during the, bingo thing for like 35 cents a piece. So, you know, again, it makes money for the pots for the bingo games. And she said that every time somebody else brings a cake, all the pieces don't sell. But when she brings a cake, they sell out of the cake. And she said every time that I bring a cake, all my friends come over and say, Martha, we got a piece of your cake. It was delicious. And then when the cake is all gone, she'll have friends first come over and say, Martha, did you bring a cake today? There's no more cake left, you know. So she was very proud that her cake is the one that sells out at the little bingo place, which I just thought was so funny. Just too funny. Well, now, here's the other thing, too. You know how I was telling you that my father has hearing aids? Well, my mother just got her first hearing aid. And actually, I think I mentioned that on the video that I'm going to be posting tomorrow when I talk with my dad. But anyway, so my mom got her first hearing aid. It's the kind that is behind your ear, and you just see this little tiny cord going into your ear. Well, oh my God, the thing is so sensitive. She hears so well now. It's unbelievable. And an example of this is in her kitchen, she's got a Bose radio on top of her cabinets. And the power was out, so the time was off, and all of her stations were messed up. And I know that, I'm sure people who have Bose radios know this, that there's a battery backup in your Bose radio, that if you keep that battery relatively fresh, you don't lose the time or the all those preset stations. Anyway, I guess she... I guess we haven't changed the battery in that Bose radio, because when the power was off, she lost all of her stations. And so she hasn't been playing the radio for a while. So I climb up on the ladder, not the ladder, the stool, because again, she can't get up on the stool, and reset all the stations and set the clock for her on her Bose radio. And I've turned it up to like I don't know what the if it means anything, but the volume level was like 52, and I didn't think it was that loud. I wanted to hear it like through the rest of the house when I was doing the other work. But she comes into the kitchen. She goes, "Oh my God, that's so loud! Can you turn that down? Can you turn that down?" I'm like, "Mom, it's not that loud." And she's like, "Well, with this new hearing aid, I hear everything so easily now. You don't have to yell anymore." And it's true. She hears everything. She said, "I never used to hear, for as long as she's lived in that condo, she's never heard the dishwasher. Well, now she hears the dishwasher." And I said, "Well, I think you need to get a new one anyway." But no, she doesn't need to get a new one. So she's got the hearing aid on, and it's doing its job. She can hear much better now. It's just so funny spending time with my parents because, I don't actually I spend about with my dad probably twice a year, but with my mother I see her a little bit more often. Still not as much, even though she just lives 15 minutes away. Well, because for a long time there I was seeing her like every weekend. When she first moved in, and I was doing stuff at her condo and painting her kitchen and all this kind of stuff, seeing her a lot. But over the past year, I haven't seen her a whole bunch, maybe two or three times a month. So not as much. But anyway, it just reminds me of spending time with my dad, and then seeing my mom all day today. It was just like, yeah, these people are getting old. They are definitely getting old. I think my mother, in terms of her mental health, has it more together than my father does. She seems to be snappier or, more with it or whatever. And she's definitely more social because she's got something to do every day of the week. And I said to her today, I said, "Well, today's Tuesday. Isn't your bingo today?" And she goes, "Yeah, but you're coming over, so I just decided I would skip it." And I was like, "Oh, no, I'm going to mess up your schedule if you aren't able to do your bingo, and I'm going to screw it up by being here." But no, she was very happy that I was there. And so after we had pizza, and of course she, what was I going to say about the pizza? Well, anyway, I don't remember what I was going to say. But anyway, after we had the pizza, I decided I was going to get moving and come home. So she needed one more thing done. She had to have me. Well, she cleaned out all of her closets and stuff, and she had clothes to donate to the clothing place down in the town where she lives in, but in Falls Church, that is. She had these two big bags of clothes, and she said, "I just can't lift these into my car. Can you bring them down to the car?" And I pick up the bags, and they're light as a feather. But again, I have to realize that she's old, and she can't lift up things as heavy as. They weren't that heavy, but she can't lift heavy things as much as she used to be able to. And I was like, "Well, where are you taking these?" And she said, "Oh, just to one of those clothing donation places down at by Eckerd. The Eckerd drugstore, they have these clothing things." And I'm like, "Well, Mom, I'm going into Falls Church today. I have to deposit my check for my closing on my condo. And I'm going right by there. Why don't you let me, instead of dragging them all the way down to your car, I'll just take them for you." And she said, "Oh, that would be so nice. That would save me so much time." I'm like, "No big deal. I can do it." So I took care of one more job for her. And she was so appreciative. She's so appreciative about the littlest things, because of course, before I left, I put all those glass globes back up on the ceiling fan and the, oh yeah, and I had to clean off the dust on the ceiling fan. Was there any dust on the ceiling fan? No. The opposite of my father's house. But anyway. So I spent the day with my mother, and it was very nice, very good to see her. And she turns 75 on Sunday, and my older sister is going to have a party for her on Saturday. So I'm going to this 75th party, birthday party for my mother on Saturday. Actually, it's on Saturday. So that'll be fun. And I'll get to see the majority of my family. All but one brother's coming into town for my mom's 75th birthday, so that'll be fun. So I'm doing that on Saturday. Anyway, let's see other things going on. For those of you Apple geeks out there, Apple did introduce the new Mac Pro computer yesterday. I was kind of hoping that they would do a speed bump on the iMac because I want to get a new iMac, but I'm not going to buy a new one until they do a speed bump on it and make it faster. And they also talked about Leopard, the new 10.5 operating system, and that has some cool new features. But the new Mac Pro, that's the professional level of the computer, that doesn't really appeal to me. I mean, if I had a massive amount of money, I do have some money right now, but some that I would spend on a computer, I would buy one, but it's just way more than I need, and I prefer the all-in-one look of the iMac anyway. So I wasn't all that impressed yesterday. You know, it can do 3 gigahertz something, I don't know, dual-core Intel something or other. It just didn't really appeal to me, so I really didn't pay attention all that much. There wasn't any new laptops or any new consumer portable things, or there wasn't any new software except for the demonstration of the 10.5. So all that was good, but it was all right. I'll wait until they introduce a new speed on the, hopefully up the speed on the iMac. I don't think they're going to come out with a new design, though. I don't know anything about that. But anyway, so Apple made their announcements yesterday on Monday, and I wanted to watch it live, but of course I couldn't because I was dealing with shit. Oh, and of course the oil prices are going up. Did you see that yesterday? The Prudhoe Bay, BP is shutting down Prudhoe Bay oil pipeline thing. Of course that raise the price of gas even higher. But as I was telling my mother today about the gas mileage on my new car, and on this trip that the boyfriend and I took to Charlottesville, we went almost 500 miles on a tank of gas. I think we were like short by like 20 miles or something like that. Isn't that amazing? 500 miles on one tank of gas. I thought that was pretty cool. Anyway, I was telling her that that the little computer on the car told me that I was getting 41.5 miles per gallon, which is just amazing. I'm just so pleased with that car. Okay, so that's the gas prices going up, and I'm sure they'll go up again. And I don't really know what's going on in the Middle East. I know that that war is still going on, and I just am sick about it. But, you know, I was listening to John Ong today, and, you know, he was having feelings about the war issue or about the things that are going on in the world today. And I am totally with you, John. I just I just have to start ignoring it because there's nothing I can do about it, and you have to let it go. And then Eddie Bang Bang from the Family Jewels podcast called in and left a message saying the same kind of thing, like he was feeling poopy because of the issues in the world and stuff going on with him. So I think everyone's feeling kind of weird about things. I know I have been with this fucking carpet issue and feeling like I can't do anything about it. But anyway, one last thing and then I'll stop. I've been trying to catch up on all the podcasts because, as you know, I missed 3 days last week. So there was like 15 hours of podcasts to listen to. So I'm slowly catching up on them. I've caught up on the PNS Explosion, the Family Jewels, John Ong, Little Fatty Cast, and Madge Weinstein. I still have to listen to Lucky Bitch Radio. I'm like 3 shows behind on that. But anyway, listening to Little Fatty Cast, I listened to like 3 in a row. They have been talking about Archer Radio. You know, Big Fatty has his game show, Guess the Podcasters, I think it is, and where he says a quote that was from one of the shows, and then Larry has to choose which podcaster said it. Well, they've actually used a couple quotes from Archer Radio, so thank you, guys. And Big Fatty has been talking about getting on a show with me to talk about Big Brother, and I definitely have to do that, but I just haven't had time lately, Big Fatty, so please forgive me. And you're fat. And their shows have been really good lately. I don't know if you guys don't listen to Little Fatty Cast, you really need to, because they've really been good lately, and I've really been enjoying them. And listening to 3 in a row was really interesting because you got to, you know, one thing that was talked about on one show, you heard, you know, the follow-up of it on the very next show. So that was kind of cool. Anyway, so Little Fatties are doing great and love those guys. And, of course, now John Ong has, I already mentioned this earlier, but John Ong has had some really, really good shows, really thought-provoking shows lately. And if you are not a listener of John Ong, I really do suggest you go over there to listen to his show. So I just have such a connection with him. Anyway, we're going to end this. And I'm going to go ahead and post this Tuesday, early Tuesday evening. And some of you are going to say, what? I thought you weren't having a show today. I know. I'm sorry. But I'm going to go ahead and do a show. Because now I have time. I got the stuff done that I needed to do today. And I went ahead and sat down and had some time. Now, I do hope to have a show again tomorrow. And I want to post the video of my father tomorrow, too. So you're going to get two things on Wednesday. So anyway, boys and girls, thanks for listening. Sorry that the show was posted late in the day, early evening, instead of early in the morning like I usually do it. But that's just the way it worked out today. So thanks for hanging in there. And thanks for all those messages. We got messages from Tavio, from Mark, from the Remarkably Mark podcast, Vincent in Malaysia, and people saying, don't worry about not doing a show, get stuff done. And I appreciate that, and I did. So anyway, boys and girls, until next time, bye. Usher Ray.